Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything in the sun releasing you having a happier, healthy relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us today. Folks, we really got something special for you today. We're seeing prices go up all over the place. They keep going higher and higher, especially with this inflation, especially when it comes to back to school. And we're just a few weeks away from back to school, or you might be dealing with it right now. You've got children heading back to high school, college. You have kids that are going to grade school or just getting started. Moms are dealing with stressed budgets, clothes. Kids don't even wear anymore. In fact, they might not even have worn them. So how do you navigate this back to school stuff while saving and keeping your budget in check? Now, we have Tracy Penanese. She is the CEO of Just Between Friends. It's a franchise. It's a nation's leading children's resale event franchise, and there's over 150 across the country. They organize pop-up events to help families buy and sell items for their children, and they're focused on, you know, children from maternity to teen. So, Tracy, I want to welcome you to the show. Appreciate you being here.
Thanks so much for having me, Steve. I'm delighted to have the opportunity to talk about this because you just nailed it. All the things that parents are dealing with because we know that kids grow fast.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. It's so funny. When our kids were real little and stuff like that, we would buy these nice shoes, you know, and you know what? They lasted like 2 weeks.
Right.
And my wife's like, I just spent $30 on shoes that lasted 2 weeks. Why did I do that? And then, you know, it's just very, very interesting. So now I know you used to be an executive in other places. So what got you started with here, you know, Just Between Friends?
Yeah, that's a great question because this is an age-old problem, right? Even though my kids are grown now, as a parent back in 2008, I experienced all the things that parents experience and continue to experience today, which was at that time, I had an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old. And I found myself with this problem, which is my kids were growing fast. They had things that they had outgrown, they had outloved, but there was still a lot of utility left in these items. And so I thought to myself, there's got to be a better way. There has to be a better way to be able to repurpose these items and to do so in a way that was sustainable. And I have a background in franchising. And at that time, my husband and I were owners of another franchise brand, which had nothing to do with consignment. In fact, it was a commercial bakery. And as a result of that, we were members of the International Franchise Association. And if you can imagine this, back in the day in 2008, we received weekly fax messages from the International Franchise Association. That was how we got our news. And so one Friday afternoon, we got this fax message about this emerging brand called Just Between Friends that solved this problem, is basically bringing parents together who had things that their kids had outgrown, who outloved, and then also merging that with shoppers, people who were trying to buy those same items at a fraction of retail cost, anywhere from 50 to 90% off retail. And my husband said, this sounds like the problem that we're living through. And so that's really how my journey with Just Between Friends began, was solving my own problem and then seeing how the community — I'm in a suburb of Philadelphia — and how the community really reacted to that. And at that time in 2008, consignment was not as popular as it is today. But at the same time, the concept really resonated with parents. And so I spent most of my career with Just Between Friends as a franchise owner, going from one territory to four in the greater Philadelphia area. And then I had the opportunity in 2022 to acquire the brand from the founder. And so now I'm able to have a bigger impact because, as you said, we have 150 locations all over the country. And so we've got lots of community builders who are out there helping parents to bridge this gap between a tightening budget and growing children. And really, our mission as a company is to help families say yes to things that they might otherwise have to say no to simply because it's out of reach for them financially.
So here's a big question. I know the franchise Just Between Friends started way back in 1997, so it's almost 30 years old.
Yes.
But how, you know what, and I hear it got started with two young moms. How did that really, you know, how did it get going? I mean, what did they do?
Yeah, they leaned into their superpower of building community within community. And so at that time in 1997, similar to the problem that you described that you had, where your kids had a $30 pair of sneakers that they wore for a couple of weeks and then they outgrew them, these two mothers found themselves as stay-at-home moms who needed to provide well for their children and had very limited resources in order to do so. But they had connections. And at this time, it was in their local church. And so they said, let's just invite some of our girlfriends over. And so 17 friends gathered in a 1,200 square foot home, and they decided that they would have a swap of sorts, that they would bring things that their kids had outgrown, outloved, and they would sell them to one of their girlfriends. And in turn, they would also buy some items so that they would have things for the upcoming season. And so it was really intended to be a one-time event that they would just do this. They would have a little bit of fun and community together. But one of the things that the host, so the owner of this 1,200 square foot home, who went on to be our co-founder, discovered was that there was such excitement for this concept that all those 17 friends left that evening and told 17 more friends and 17 more friends. And so it really started to grow through word of mouth in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And then as it kind of gained in popularity, because this didn't end up being a one-time event, they said, well, we'll do it again next season. People from all over the country started to take notice of what was happening. And while this might seem very commonplace today in 2026, in 1997, we didn't have things like Facebook Marketplace or ThredUp or other ways, more organized ways that people are reselling retail. And so that was really how the concept began, is it just was a real simple idea. And I think sometimes the simplest things are often the most brilliant because they really solve a problem. And so they went on to franchise the concept in 2004. And we have remained very consistent with a pop-up model. So we are not brick and mortar. We pop up for about a week at a time. For example, last year in 2025, we had 327 events that popped up all over the country. And that really is designed to be in the secular nature of changing climates, people preparing for spring, summer, for fall, winter, and then also the growth spurts of our children is that, generally kids under the age of 10 are outgrowing things every 6 months. And so there's just an automatic demand for that type of inventory and selection that we have.
Oh, I totally understand. I was one of five, and I was a 4'10" eighth grader,
Wow.
a 5' freshman in high school, a 5'4" sophomore, and a 6' junior. And a 6'3" senior. So basically I went from a size 8 shoe to 11 all in about 4 months.
So you gave your parents a real run for their money.
Oh no, they hated it. So that's so funny. So look, we've got a few minutes left on, well, you know what, let's just take a big break and we'll be right back, because you know what, I want to talk about, give you more time about how people can save money and make money with this franchise. So folks, stick
Absolutely.
with us. We're going to be right back with more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthy or happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey folks, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything on the sun that relates to you having a happy, healthy relationship with money. Hey folks, all the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss a show. Check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Network. Hey, they're all dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal financial freedom. So let's get back to Tracy. So So let's start talking about how people can save and make money, because you know what, this time of year, it's tough, especially with everything going up. You've got, you know, inflation. I mean, it's been like that, not just this year, but for the last 5 or 6 years, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, you're dealing with it.
Yes. And you're right. This is a very timely topic with the cost of gas and other essentials for families. And really, it is something where our brand promise to families is that they can expect to save anywhere from 50 to 90%. And those are on name brand quality items. And this is so popular, not only with older parents like myself, but also particularly our millennial moms, that's where we're seeing the fastest growing segment of people shopping resale, because it just makes so much sense. It makes sense for your pocketbook. It makes sense for the planet. And it's really a way of creating that community within community. It's one family has outgrown an item, and then they see the benefit and the value that another family can have. And so that's really part of our promise, is that people can save a whole lot of money. And then the other thing that you spoke to is people can make money too. And so these items that are collecting dust, perhaps in a closet or a basement, they still do have a lot of life left in them. And so on average, we call them consigners. And so those are our sellers. Those are moms and dads, just like you and me, who have these items. They're able to prep and price those items at home. And on average, they earn about $450 in one weekend. And so it's one stop. And one of the things, there's lots of statistics on why people are really being drawn to consignment right now. One of the things that parents expect is that it's easy. In fact, 23% of all parents say that they will participate in a consignment event as long as it's easy. And so one of the things that we aim to do is that you can sell everything from socks to strollers in one organized space. And so the purpose of our company, Just Between Friends, is to do all the logistics. We bring in all the shoppers, we do all the marketing, the advertising, the staffing, so that a parent can just simply drop off those items and then be able to get paid so that they can buy items for the next season. So it's really recycling at its best, because you're almost being paid to shop, because you're selling those items that your kids no longer need or want. And then you're being able to earn some money so that you can purchase the next season's round of clothing, shoes, books, toys, games, puzzles, all the things to clothe or entertain your kids.
You know, it's just something I was thinking about when you were talking about that. With people, where kids, I want to say people, but when kids are growing so much, I mean, There's, I'm just thinking about my closet right now. There's stuff I haven't worn in 15 years that have been, maybe worn 3 times, and now it, but the difference is it's kids,
Right.
I still remember there's a large number of tennis shoes or shoes that never got worn or a belt. You know what? I went from a skinny kid to somebody that looked more like my grandparents with big thighs and a waist and all that kind of stuff. And I was athletic, so not a lot of, you know, even though my mom would get a great deal on something, you know, it never, not always fit. And I was one of five, so, you know. And my wife, it's funny because my wife did the same stuff. The only difference is she kind of went to garage sales or
Yes.
resale stores and stuff like that. And those many of those resale stores are not here anymore because they couldn't get the volume. So it's nice that you're just dealing with the parents. So you know what? So the items are like you said, clothes, shoes, backpacks, sports equipment.
Yeah, all of those things. And so we always say if it relates to clothing, entertaining, or educating your children, you can find it at one of our events. And so that really speaks to the selection that you're referring to. One of the problems that we solve is that it is a one-stop shop, so you're not having to run from location to location. And I think one of the most common misconceptions about shopping secondhand is that you have to sacrifice quality for savings. And so we take that out of the equation. There is really four criteria we look for when reselling, and that is that items are clean, they're complete, they're current, and they're compliant. And so what I mean by that is clean is like we're looking for items that no stains, rips, tears, you know, all of those things that you would expect a good quality item to have. If current is current fashion, and for kids, the fashion doesn't change as much as it does for an adult,
But
but
it's
certainly we want.
important.
It's important, right? We want kids to be able to go to school and be really proud of the brands that they're wearing. And so we're looking for current brands, and things that you would expect to find in any department or big box store. When it comes to complete, we do sell things like puzzles or games, or as you said, sporting equipment. And so we want to make sure that all of those pieces are intact so that when you get it home, because we're pop-up, we don't want you to go home and then find that there's something missing. And so we inspect items for all of that. And I think the last component of it, compliant, is particularly important for your audience to hear because there are a lot of product safety recalls that happen on a daily basis by the Consumer Safety Products Board. And so all of our local events have trained safety specialists. And so they're in there, they're looking to make sure that a stroller has not been recalled, or even, I mean, there's clothing that gets recalled all the time. And so we take the onus of that task, which is something that you're unable to do when you're buying things on Facebook Marketplace or a garage sale, that we're responsible for making sure those items are compliant. And so I think it's important that parents are able to have that confidence when they shop resale, that by being able to save a lot of money does not mean that you're getting a less than product. In fact, in many cases, you're getting more because you're able to get that quantity and the selection while at the same time having assurance that it's a really good quality item.
So, do people bring their kids just to make sure things fit?
They do. Many children, in fact, children love our events because one of the major categories, clothing is the biggest category that we sell, both in volume as well as in total selection. There's just so much clothing. But the second most popular category are toys. And so the toys, because it's resale, are out of packaging. And so kids are like, this is like Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory. They love being at our events. But it is a good idea. One shopping tip that we give to parents is to make sure that you know your kids' sizes for the next 6 months. So if parents at home have a growing kid like you were, Steve, when you know you're outgrowing things so fast, is to really anticipate what you might need for the next 6 months and bring those sizes with you. We'll oftentimes see parents who have used a piece of cardboard to cut out a trace of their child's foot so they can match that up to a shoe, or things like that. But kids are welcome at our events and they really do enjoy being there as well.
That's funny because we kind of did the same thing for my son. He started basketball, and they said, "Okay, you got to buy these $200 pair of shoes for basketball." And we're like, "Okay, no, you're getting them a 10 and a half." And my wife's like, "What?" Because he was only an 8 and a half at the time. And by the time he got the shoes, he was a 10 and a half. So, yeah, I get that. Now, here's one question I have: books. Are these the books the kids would like, if it's a high school, would be the books they need in high school that they've got parents got to go buy anyway?
Yes. So our book selection at Just Between Friends, or if you go to other local consignment shops, there tend to be quite plentiful. And so we start everywhere from infant for like soft board books and things of that to easy readers, moving into chapter books. Another big segment of our shopper community are teachers and homeschool parents. So homeschool parents and
Oh.
teachers will come so that they can stock up for their classroom libraries. We're recording this right now, right before back to school. And so back to school is a time where parents are really motivated to get their kids excited and encouraged to read. And so books are something that we have a huge selection for, and you can get them at a fraction of retail prices. One of the things that we really take a lot of pride in addition to those four C's, is also organized. Is everything is very carefully organized. So in the example of books, it would be into these specific categories, down to Harry Potter books, Junie B. Jones books. And so we
Oh.
recognize that parents and your audience particularly, people are busy. And so they don't have time to rummage through all of these just massive books. And so we take a lot of time prior to the event opening to make sure that if you're looking for something specific, you're able to find it and get in and out as quickly as possible.
Well, that's wonderful. I was just thinking Harry Potter, Junie B. Jones, those are the things my daughter and son were, they're all involved with and when they were going through grade school and high school.
Yeah, and
So,
those are still so popular.
oh, wow. Hey, folks, this has been great. Stick with us. We'll be right back with more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, a happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey folks, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything on the sun relates to you, having a happier, healthier relationship with money. We're talking about back to school hacks, and we're talking about with Tracy here. And you know what? This is a really interesting industry franchise. What's going on? It's called Just Between Friends. It's about parents finding great deals on well taken care of clothes, books, school toys, all the things that you would need. And what really shocked me is sporting equipment, because I never thought about it, because the t-ball bats were like this big when they first get them when they're little, and then they get really big, and you get cleats, shoes, and all that kind of stuff. And that's really, really, really very important. One of the things I'd like to talk to you about, Tracy, right now is the saving money. Obviously it's growing in popularity, especially with the resale environment, and Just Between Friends is just booming. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on with that.
Yeah, resale is booming right now. And I believe a lot of that is some of the things that we've talked about, and certainly your audience can relate to, is just the rising cost of everything. And so we are really in a sweet spot of being able to provide parents and grandparents with opportunities to be able to save some money. And so retail, the resale segment of retail is outpacing retail. And so 59% of all shoppers in the past year have bought items secondhand, and that number is expected to rise in 2026. And in fact, so much so that by the year 2030 is that the National Retail Federation expects that resale will be $78 billion. And so we have experienced that ourselves as a brand in the past 3 years, Just Between Friends has grown by 40%. And that is just not by adding more units. It's just by we're having more shoppers, more sellers. And I think people are just more socially conscious. Oh, and the interesting thing about Just Between Friends, I mentioned at the beginning, is I've been a part of the brand since 2008. And during that period of almost 2 decades, we've had good economic times, we've had bad economic times. And this brand has continued to grow regardless of economic conditions, just because it makes so much sense. And so now I believe people are just like marrying the two. So we see a lot of growth with Gen Z and millennials. That represents about 71% of the overall growth of the market. And again, it's just because people see that it is a smarter way to shop.
You know what? I can see that, especially when you see Facebook Marketplace, eBay, many other places that people are trying to sell those items. It's just that now yours is more concentrated on, back to school. And
Right.
so I think that's just wonderful. So let's talk a little bit about tips for finding the best deals. So, there's only 5,000 emails. Go figure, our demographic kind of fits that.
Yeah. So I would say for the tips for finding the best deals is that our events are pop-up events. And so there is a sense of urgency where if you miss it this week, it's not going to be here the next week. And so some of that requires a plan. So knowing when the events are in your local area, and then really being prepared to think about what do you need. And we spoke about this just a moment ago about not necessarily for today, but for the next 6 months. So having a list of sizes that your child might be growing into over the next 6 month period. What types of things do your kiddos like? And then having a budget, because just because something is on sale doesn't necessarily mean that you need to buy it. And so having some parameters as to what you'd like to buy. Our events can be a little bit overwhelming, and so it's good to have some sort of structure. Like I'm looking for these specific things. Because oftentimes people will tell us it's a bit like a treasure hunt. Like, I didn't know I needed this, but I just couldn't resist. And so, if you give yourself a little bit of guidance as it relates to a budget and a list, I think that's really helpful. The other part of any sort of pop-up event, like Just Between Friends, is that generally we don't know what our inventory is going to be. And so it's important that if there's something specific that you're looking for, we may only have one Wonderfold wagon versus, a big box retailer is able to backfill from inventory. We're totally dependent on consignment. So it's whatever the local families bring to us. And so for that reason, it's important. And I always advise people to shop early and to shop often. So many of our events have early access where parents and grandparents and some special groups like teachers or military families are invited to shop before we open to the public. You can also purchase a ticket for like $10 if you want to get some of those best deals first. And so that's always a really good opportunity if there are specific things that you're looking for. And then as the event progresses, there are discount days. So prices can go down over the period of the week-long event. And so just knowing the schedule would be another good tip. So have a list of what you need, have a budget, know what the schedule is, and then also just come back because there is so much stuff at the beginning of the sale that as the racks start to clear and as the tables start to have a little bit more space, oftentimes people will see things that were there in the beginning, but you just didn't notice it because in the overwhelm of everything else that was happening, it got a little bit lost. And so have fun. I mean, our events, they really are things that people look forward to. Parents, grandparents, moms and daughters shopping together for a new grandbaby or things like that. People will make a day of it. And we love that because that's really the who we aim to serve is community and families.
Okay, so I got to ask, so where, like, they're going to a pop-up event. Where would this event typically take place? Is that a storefront at somebody's house? Where does it typically take place?
All of the above, except not at somebody's house. So
Okay.
we our events will take place generally at large expo centers. So if you have an expo center in your area or fairgrounds, depending upon what area of the country, like warm weather states like Texas, Oklahoma, they have a lot of fairgrounds where we have indoor facilities. All of our facilities heated, air conditioned, so it's not rustic. But those are the types of things where you have, like, if in your local community you have like a car show or a hot tub show, those are the types of spaces that we tend to go into. And also vacant retail. So vacant retail in some areas of the country, like if you think of a Spirit Halloween is going into a space for a limited period of time, we follow that same business model. Generally, our square footage is about anywhere from 20,000 square feet to some of our largest events are over 100,000 square feet. So if you can't picture what that is, that's equivalent to a Target. And so it's a very large footprint because the selection is huge. As I said, everything that you could possibly wish for your kids is going to be under that one big roof.
Geez, I'm glad. My wife wouldn't create a list. She'd just go look. And she's a
And a
power
lot of people
shopper.
do that too. And we encourage them to bring a snack and water, definitely water.
Oh, that's funny. I'm just thinking of my, back in the day, my wife would just go and look through everything, because she still does that today. She'll go through a Costco and look at everything, and I just power shop through. So she says I'm horrible at shopping, and I'm
Yeah.
glad. But
Yeah.
so let's start flipping the script and start talking about making money with resales. Okay. So it's obviously booming for shoppers. I can see the period of time. It's even more so right now because of inflation, cost of living, all that stuff. So let's just talk about, like, so how many, like, you talk about, we got 20,000 square feet. How many people would be putting things on consignment, so to speak? One family has a couple kids. That's not a lot of stuff. So how many are we talking? Hundreds of people putting things on consignment for the one event?
Yes, a typical event within Just Between Friends attracts anywhere from 300 to 500 families. That's more of the average. We have those, some of our largest events have upwards of 2,000 families who bring their items. And each of those families, on average, brings between 100 and 200 items. And so you can imagine the selection for items. So certainly we have some sales that are newer to their marketplace, and so they're just kind of gaining momentum and traction. So they're not quite average yet, but that's really what we aim for, is to have just that big selection so that families can go there and get everything that they need in that one shopping trip.
Okay, so if you're looking to sell your items and make some money, let's talk about those tips right now.
Well, the good news, Steve, is it's never been easier than it is right now. We have just gone through a major technology upgrade, and the benefit to your listeners for all of that is that if you can enter items into an Excel spreadsheet, you can participate as a consignor at Just Between Friends. It is that easy. You do so from the comfort of your home, and your laptop. We have a system where you log into your home computer. After gathering up your items, so all of these items that we've been talking about, clothing, toys, books, shoes, sporting equipment, puzzles, games, gather up those items. And whenever it's convenient for you, then you're able to enter those items into our tagging system. It's open 24/7, 365 days of the year. So whenever you get the urge to purge, there is the opportunity for you to do that. And so The best advice I have for your listeners is just do a little bit at a time so then it's not overwhelming. And then as you're gradually gathering your items and compounding those over time, then you have the opportunity to drop them off at one of our events. The other benefit of that is that our shoppers, so listeners, they're able to set their own prices. So they determine how much they want for a stroller or a puzzle or a game. So you really are in control of how much you can earn. And then you would drop those items off. Each item has a QR code on there. You print out the price tickets at home. And then the really fun part of participating as a seller, in addition to getting that big check at the end, is during the sale, you're able to see items selling in real time. And so you can say, like, I earned $100 today, or you're able to see those items. And it's really fun to see the activity on our tagging site, the analytics of people logging in to check those items. And then at the conclusion of the event, our sellers have the option of picking up their unsold items, or we donate to different charitable organizations in our communities that support families. And so about half of our items will choose. Or half of our sellers will choose to pick their items up, and the other half will give generously to the local communities. Just as an example of what that equates to on a community level, in 2025, we had almost $11 million in kind donations that were given to families in local communities. So all of this clothing and toys, so that again was getting a second life and staying out of landfills by serving our underserved communities that we operate in.
That's wonderful. That's just wonderful. I think that's great.
Yeah.
So basically, so everybody's they're basically sitting in the comfort of their own home, saying, "Here's a list of all our stuff. Here's the, obviously they've got to have certain criteria and stuff like that." And then they just drop it off, and it's just real simple for them to be a consignor. And then the franchisees is the person who sets up the whole sale and everything. And everything's being advertised. That's so cool. They get to just drop it off and say, "Hey, I'm done." Because I was just thinking about it because my wife's like in the cleaning out the closet phase. Okay.
Yes.
And I've got this stacks of stuff in our room. And she's like, "Okay, I'm about ready to go drop this off and just donate it." So people can do the same thing if they don't make money. That's wonderful. Now, I know there's other groups that do this. So what really sets you guys apart?
I would say the one thing that sets Just Between Friends apart is that back to that consigner piece of it is because we're pop-up, we do not have the long-term expense of overhead. So what that means to our sellers is that we're able to pass that along to them. So they earn anywhere from 60 to 70% on every single item that they sell. So the payout is much higher than it is with a traditional brick and mortar type of consignment event. So that's really one thing that sets us apart. The other part of it is that compliance piece that we spoke of earlier, where we are really invested in making sure the items that we sell are safe. And Just Between Friends is the only brand in the consignment space industry that has a full-time product safety specialist on our corporate team, and then each individual franchise also has a safety specialist. So that's really, as parents, that's really our number one priority is making sure that the items that we sell are compliant and safe. And then the final thing I would say is that our events are very organized. I know it can sound a little bit chaotic when you've got all of this stuff coming into a space for a short period of time, but these events are organized by families for families. And so we talked earlier about the books being categorized. Also, clothing is categorized. So, if you are strictly looking for pajamas in size 2T boys, you can go to that section of the rack for pajamas in size 2T boys. And so, we've got everything categorized by type and by size. And that really speaks to the necessity of parents to be able to do this as quickly as possible, despite all of the stuff that they have to look to. So those are some of the things that I think set Just Between Friends apart is our commitment to quality, making sure that things are categorized, and just parents helping parents and being having great empathy to how people like to shop.
So, like in certain parts of the country, we've got winter clothes. You know what? Is it like you walk in there, it's going to look like a retail store, but it's going to be just between friends. And things are hung, things are on a table depending on how they're set up. Toys are in a certain section. So people come in and they can get, it's very organized to walk through. They can even plan it out, so to speak.
Yes, at our events, shoppers are greeted with a map, and the map is going to tell you exactly where to go, what you're looking for. Some folks who have done some of that pre-planning that we talked about are already gunning for a particular section where they know I'm going to go get to the strollers first, or the shoes. Shoes tend to be a really popular first spot, but it you're exactly right. It is like a department store where things are in specific categories and sections so that you don't have to dig through things in order. It's not like Goodwill bins where you're digging through those things to find those particular items. They are very neatly displayed and organized. We merchandise things so that you can get a sense of what this room decor might look like, you know, by putting together little vignettes and merchandising things. And so nobody wants to shop in an environment where it takes up half your time to be able to look for things. So we try to take that pain point out of the equation.
That's why I'm a power shopper.
Yes.
I just want to get and go. So let's just, you know what? I've had a few things pop up from people who are just watching Facebook right now and walk through how somebody can go in with a zero budget as a seller and also a buyer.
Yes. So what we like to say is that you can have a $0 clothing budget because if you're selling the things that your kids have outgrown and outloved, and on average they're making about $450 each season, is taking that money and repurposing it for the next season. And so it's often like a kind of a rent the runway that adults experience, but for children. So you're able to take that money that you've earned as a seller and then being able to use that for the next season of clothing. And there's generally money left over. And so one of the really rewarding parts of the work that we get to do is parents telling us that they're able to take some of that extra money to make a car payment or pay a medical bill or do all those things. So their kids were able to get a full wardrobe of name brand clothing, some of the toys that they wanted, and they're able to do some other things, and their budget was essentially $0.
That's wonderful. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, Just Between Friends as a franchise. What type of individuals are you looking for that would make a ideal franchisee, so to speak? If you mind sharing that with us, that'd be great because that's another few questions that we've received.
Yeah, I'd love to. Our franchises are owner operated, and that's particularly important to us because the men and women who run our events live in their local community. And so you're serving parents who you might be sitting on the basketball or baseball sidelines with as you watch your kids do things. And so people who have really have a heart for serving their community make great franchise owners. Also those we see a lot of women who have left the corporate environment so that they can spend more time with their children. This really affords them the opportunity to contribute to the household income and also have a very flexible type of work-life balance. Because our events are pop-up, you're all in and you're running those events for generally 2 weeks a year in person, but the remaining weeks and months of the year, you're able to do that from the comfort and the leisure of your home office. So it gives parents a lot of flexibility in order to provide well for their children. And because we're a part of a franchise, I think that really one of our core values is better together, is that we look for franchise partners who recognize that we are better together, is that there are systems, there are strategies, there are processes that we've figured out along the way. And so someone who's coachable makes a really good franchise owner. My husband and I have owned four different franchise brands, and I love the franchise business model because it enables people with really perhaps no experience like me. I had no experience in the consignment space, but I was able to learn a model from somebody who had been there, done that, and then be able to scale that in my local community much faster than I would have been able to do otherwise.
So if you're not trying to recreate the wheel, it makes it a lot easier just to follow, plug and play, so to speak.
Right. There are a lot of that's really what we do at the Franchise Support Center is operationalize excellence. So how do we make it easier for our franchise owners to do what they do best, which is serve their community? So our goal is really to provide the technology, the systems, the marketing and the collateral pieces so that they don't have to do all of that stuff. We can assist with that and they can focus on just building the brand in their local community.
That's wonderful. So, Tracy, how do people go about getting a hold of you, looking into the franchise, to see if it's a fit for them?
Yeah, so for anyone out there who's interested in shopping or selling one of our local events, we operate in 33 states. We have 150 upcoming fall events, and you can find all the details about that on our website at jbfsale.com. If you have interest in a franchise opportunity, we'd love to speak with you about that as well. And the best place to connect with me personally would be on LinkedIn. We have information about franchising on our LinkedIn page, which is Just Between Friends Franchise System. And we offer webinars twice a month, to be able to explain what that means. What does that look like from a financial perspective? What are the opportunities to build the brand in your local community?
Tracy, I want to thank you so much for being here. Just the concept of being able to sell your old stuff and pay for your new stuff for your kids is just wonderful. I wish we knew more about that when I was younger. So,
Yeah, my pleasure. It's always exciting for me to be able to talk about a smarter way to shop.
yes. Hey, folks, stick with us. We're right back with more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey folks, let's talk a little bit about what's going on at the moment. I mean, when we started the year back in January, the Federal Reserve and the rest of us were hoping for a lot of rate cuts. Then inflation reared its ugly head, and now all of a sudden, hey, we're looking, talking about rate hikes. And then all of a sudden, the job market started cooling off. Now the Federal Reserve's in a pickle of what to do, because you know what? If the job market is cooling off, you lower rates. Inflation, you raise rates, okay? You know what? We had a ceasefire, but turned into an all-out war again. So, but folks, let me share something else with you when we're talking about economics here. There's a saying that says when big money has its finger on the trigger, small investors better be aware. So let me share with you why I said that. The reason I said that is because Bloomberg put out a report. It says that U.S. executives, and I want you to think about this, it says that people in the know, all insider activities, and I'm not talking about insider trading, it's insider activities. These are the executives that run these companies that are in the know, say they are selling shares at the second fastest pace in more than 20 years. So, folks, I want you to think about that. What does that suggest to you as a small investor? Corporate knowledge right now is kind of sort of weary about the current market conditions. To further validate this, Global Market Intelligence has put out their report indicating with corporate insiders have liquidated over $70 billion of assets, that's stock, during the first half of the year. That's the last 6 months. They went on to say that that was a 20% increase from a year ago. Now, I want you to stop and think about this. The only time this has ever happened at even a more intense pace was back in 2021 when the markets were loaded with pandemic-driven stimulus. So let's put this in a nutshell. When insider activity isn't especially eager to increase their exposures to current market valuations, and this is going on in the inside, what do you think you should be doing as an outsider? What, when big money puts their finger on the trigger, what should you be doing? Now, folks, this is not an alarm. This is not panic. This is not time to get crazy. This is the time to take a deep breath. Deep breath. This is the time to sit down and evaluate. Make sure that these portfolios, your portfolios, have a mechanism in place in the event of an impact. So, how is your portfolio designed to deal with uncertainty to keep your lifestyle and legacy intact? Is your portfolio set up for the good? How is it set up? And remember, folks, in chaos, there's always opportunities. And last but not least, hey, the bad. How is your portfolio engineered to deal with impact? So it's really important you start thinking about those things with yourself, your advisors, things move forward as the world starts changing. And you're going to probably see BlackRock, Goldman Sachs, and others start talking about similar things moving forward. So, folks, I think Tracy Penanase with Just Between Friends was just wonderful today. Hey, if you're looking at a way to get to the point where you can have a zero budget during this, for school clothes and other things, you want to look at Just Between Friends. If you're looking for a franchise opportunity, please check out then. Have a conversation with Tracy. With that, I want to thank you all for joining us here on Saving with Steve. Again, all these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal financial freedom. With that, I want to thank you for joining us right here on Saving with Steve. And I hope you have a wonderful week. Look forward to seeing you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton.